Merci beaucoup, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We're very happy to see the Member States representatives here this afternoon for this discussion. As regards the Africa group, the Africa team, it has six members. 2023 to 24 were very rich in terms of development, activities, and visits to the Africa region. Africa has 25 states that have ratified the optional protocol to the CAT. The OPCAT. In the year 2023-24, we made four state party visits. The members were very active in providing support to states and civil society. Within states that have that wish to ratify OPCAT and set up national prevention mechanisms, we had a number of activities with the United Nations funds and international organizations, and as well as international NGOs. There was a mission to Benin. There were two other missions within the context of helping states to set up mechanisms. The members of the committee had the opportunity to provide support to regional organizations in Morocco, South Africa, Cameroon, and Tunisia at the annual colloquia organized by the Tunisian National Prevention Mechanism. The rapporteur, the country rapporteurs of the state parties, are in regular contact with the national prevention mechanisms and the focal points to provide support in the mission of preventing torture. They are also, during the sessions, in contact with the permanent missions. They are our interlocutors with the states in order to provide effective information exchange on relevant issues. Africa has 54 states in total. 25 have ratified the optional protocol. In categorizing, there are African states that are not signatories, so which are outside of the optional protocol. There are signatory states that have not ratified. That's Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, Angola, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Chad, and Zambia. They're signatories, but they haven't ratified. Then there are states that have ratified, but have not yet set up a mechanism. So they're not in compliance with the OPCAT. And then there are states that have ratified and established a mechanism. Some of those have a functioning mechanism, others have a mechanism that is not functioning, and there we see the role of the subcommittee, making every effort to ensure that those mechanisms function in accordance with OPCAT. Among states that have functioning mechanisms, there's Mauritania, Morocco, Tunisia, Senegal. And yet, from time to time, there are problems linked with a lack of resources or problems with mandates ending. There are certain countries where the mechanism is connected with the National Human Rights Commission, and if its mandate ends, then the mechanism also has to follow that mandate, because it depends on the National Human Rights Commission. There are some states that have a national prevention mechanism that doesn't work for a number of reasons. Financial reasons, resource reasons, staffing reasons. there are many factors that can interact and prevent a mechanism from operating normally. So the Africa team had to identify all of these problems, and it sought to promote a better exchange with organizations such as the African Commission for Human People's Rights, the African Human Rights Court, there's the Committee for the Prevention of Torture in Africa, there's ECOWAS, SADC, and in Southern Africa, and others. The goal is to strengthen progress in preventing torture. Among the signatory states, those that have ratified but have not established a mechanism, or that have a mechanism that doesn't work, we seek to help with that. So, strengthening cooperation with international NGOs, such as the World Organization for the Prevention of Torture. This can all help us to support signatory states that do not yet have a mechanism to set one up through activities, seminars, and support provided by our members. I should also mention reports that states provide after each visit. They have to reply, rather, to the report after each visit. We submit our report to the state and request a response, and that creates a dialogue. Until the SPT has the report, there are recommendations contained within it that cannot be implemented. So the report makes it possible for the SPT to have an ongoing dialogue and see to what degree the recommendations can be implemented by countries with support from the SPT. In addition to the report, in Africa, there are some difficulties with states not replying to the report. There's also prison overcrowding. That's a major problem in Africa. And the pretrial detention, which happens a lot. A lot of this arises because there isn't effective dialogue with a subcommittee which would help guide states on how to manage prison overcrowding.